yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe.
Welcome back to Matson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I always enjoy listening to the Beatles in the morning. Here Comes the Sun comes to mind to me. Bon Jovi made that song totally awesome also. Hey, I was watching and reading last night. I don't know if Mansh is going to do anything. And if he does, it's going to be a whole lot less than what Bernie and the boys want. But It's a sad thing. We finally have the majority, and we're probably not going to get the soft infrastructure the way they want it. But hey, I got a question on this Gableman. I mean, I don't like to hate anybody, but this guy is gone too far. And if I'm reading right in the Sentinel, he's got a racist working for him. Now, maybe you want to look up that article, but come on, is there no shame on anything anymore, Matt?
No, there's not. And I'm glad you raised that issue of Gableman, because that's this next topic. So just listen to this. You may have seen the thing, but there was an audit that just came out, and it just came out in the paper yesterday on the Gableman thing, that they looked at the voting machines. They looked at them in Madison, and they looked at the absentee ballots in Madison. They looked at voting machines around the state, and they have concluded that everything was done 100% accurately and correctly. And the voting machines are fine, and all absentee ballots included a complete witness signature and the voter's signature. And you know what happened was, I told you before that Gableman has hired a lot of people at taxpayer expense, my expense, your expense. Well, one of them is a guy named Ron Hoyer, H-E-U-E-R. He's the chairman of the Kewaunee County Republican Party, and Gableman is paying him $3,500 in tax money, okay? What is the Kewaunee County Republican chairman doing taking $3,500 from me or you? And that was because Gableman said he, quote, didn't understand voting machines. So Hoyer doesn't understand them either. So he went and hired somebody else, and at your expense, and everything came back hunky-dory. So then Hoyer said that he had been tricked by psychobabble. He said, I went into this thinking there's something wrong with the voting machines, but it was psychobabble, and they're just fine. Now, Hoyer's a guy, I don't trust him. And here's why. Hoyer's the guy who brought two lawsuits to overturn the election already. I think what's going on is the Republicans look at the polls and they think, well, if things keep going the way they are, we may take over again and get good majorities gerrymandered in the state and in the Congress. And doing nutty stuff, kooky stuff, QAnon stuff now might actually hurt us. So they may be trying to back off the ledge a little bit. That's what my read of this thing. Well, Gableman, you ask Gableman? Gableman is paying $450 an hour to a lawyer named James Bopp, not a Wisconsin lawyer. Why? $450 an hour. 2 hours is $900, call it a grand. I mean, the guy is hanging around thinking about stuff and reading it and just sucking up $450 an hour out of your tax money. He's paying $275 an hour to a lawyer named Michael Dean. And then he's paying $175 an hour to David Craig, a former Republican state senator from Wisconsin, to help Michael Dean. So Michael Dean is getting $275 an hour. And this former, this is a sweetheart deal, former Republican senator is getting $175 an hour. That comes up to $450, just like James Bopp. $450 an hour, Dean needs help, and then he shouldn't be getting $275 an hour if he needs help. He shouldn't be getting $275 an hour. Gableman is also paying $325,000 out of your tax money for a data analysis contractor. We don't know who it is. Voss won't read. Voss won't read the invoices, and Voss won't turn them over, even though a Madison judge has ordered him to, and there's a contempt motion against him on December 30. On December 30, he's paid $7,500 to an outfit called Kane Associates to explain how voting machines work. Oh, really? I'll tell him how voting machines work. Okay, you go in, there's a piece of metal, it's called a voting machine. The voting machine is just that. What matters is the software. And so it's the software that has been audited up the wazoo, and we're not doing it again at our expense. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. So what's going on here? What is going on here? They have just come out with a clean bill of health for the voting machines and the absentee ballots. And this took hundreds of thousands of dollars to guys I never heard of, including $450 an hour to James Bopp, $275 an hour to Michael Dean, $175 to a former Republican state senator named David Craig to help Michael Dean, $3,500 to the chairman of the Kewaunee County Republican Party. Hey, you know, the chairman of the Kewaunee County Democratic Party or the chairman of the Milwaukee County Democratic Party never gets a dime. We wouldn't pay him a dime. Why should we pay him a dime? He's a volunteer. He's a volunteer. And so, you know, this is all to what? Educate Gableman? Gableman is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Okay. Gableman, if he wants to know about voting, could audit a course at the UW, any of the campuses, they'll let him do it. I think he's over 60. You can audit courses and you'll have experts. You raise your hand, and then after you go up to the professor and you go, what's a voting machine? Tell me about a voting machine. The guy's liable to say, hey, how much would you pay me? I'm kidding. He won't, not a professor. But who are these clowns? Why is Wisconsin sitting back and permitting our tax money to pay operatives in the Republican Party, the Kewaunee County Republican chairman and a former Republican state senator and unnamed lawyers from elsewhere to explain to Gableman how voting machines work? And then he goes, oh, that's a voting machine. And then he goes, they have it, this the LAB, the Legislative Audit Bureau, looks at this thing and they go, voting machines are fine. They could have said, just like everybody said when they were audited several times before, they do test audits on these things before the election, within 10 days. And then they do it and they take a look at it, make sure it's in sync, everything's copacetic, everything's right. They did it and it's still okay and it's good. This is designed to do two things. One is to inject doubt into our elections so that they have an easier time if they transfer the power to Voss to count the votes for him to do a crooked deal. And then secondly, they did it to rile up the base and to be grifters, because Trump and the rest of them then email people for money off of this. They get millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, Trump did, and didn't use it for any of this. They use tax dollars for it. They don't say in their emails, send me money, and by the way, I'm going to keep it, and we're going to charge you for it, the taxpayer. I mean, does this get anybody mad? I mean, is there any sentiment anymore as a free citizen that you want democracy? You want honest people? You want honest people? Does anybody care anymore? I care a great deal, and that's the purpose of the show. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.